harmonium is too loud, please.
Rama Rama Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Sab gaye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Thank you. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. वृंदावन बिहारी लाल की जय, सियावर रामचंद्र की जय। ओम श्री गणेशाय नमः। ओम श्री सरस्वत्यै नमः। ओम श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः। ॐ श्री रामचन्द्राय नमः। राम सीता कृष्ण राधा विठल रघुमाए, जय जय विठल रघुमाए, जय जय राम सीता कृष्ण राधा विठल रघुमाए, जय जय विठल रघुमाए। One of those rare kirtans where the poet has switched the names Radha Krishna, Sita Rama, Lakshmi Narayan, like that. Radha comes first, Sita comes first, Lakshmi comes first. Yeah. That poet said, why they should always come first, you know. So he switched Rama Sita, Krishna Radha, Vithala Rakumai, like that. Rama Sita कृष्ण राधा विठल रघुमाए, जय जय विठल रघुमाए, जय जय राम सीता। राम सीता कृष्ण राधा विठल रघुमाए, जय जय विठल रघुमाए, जय जय। विठल रघुमाए, जय जय विठल रघुमाए। राम सीता कृष्ण राधा विठल रघुमाए, जय जय विठल रघुमाए, जय जय राम सीता। राम सीता कृष्ण राधा विठल रघुमाए, जय जय विठल रघुमाए, जय जय। विठ्ठल 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 विठ्ठला विठ्ठल 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 विठ्ठला विठ्ठल 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 विठ्ठला 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 ओ विठ्ठल 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 विठ्ठला 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 जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल जय जय राधा रमन जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल जय जय राधा बोल जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल जय जय राधा जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल जय राधा रमन ओ जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल ओ जय जय राधा रमन हरि बोल 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 जय जय राधा रमन हरि
Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari bol. Jai Jai Radha Radha Raman Hari bol. Jai 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 Radha Raman Hari bol. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari bol. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari bol. Jai Jai Radha. Oh Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari bol. Jai Jai Radha. Oh Jai Jai Radha. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari bol.
Krishna Kanhaiya Lal ki jai. Karuna Nidhan Prabhu Shri Ram Karuna Karuna Nidhan Prabhu Shri Ram 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 Karuna Nidhan Hanumat Sevita Sita Vallabh Hanumat Sevita Bharat Pran Hari Priya Raghuram 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 Karuna Nidhan Prabhu Shri Ram Dashrath Nandan Sant Jan Ranjan Dashrath Nandan Sant Jan Ranjan Sant Jan Ranjan Jan Ranjan Dashrath Nandan Sant Jan Ranjan Maya Prerak Mukti Pradayak
दायक माया प्रेरक मुक्ति प्रदायक माया प्रेरक मुक्ति प्रदायक करुणा निधान प्रभु श्री राम करुणा निधान प्रभु श्री राम करुणा निधान प्रभु श्री राम करुणा निधान जय जय राम जय जय राम जय जय राम जय सिया राम राम जय सिया राम
सियावर रामचंद्र की जय अतुलित बल धामम हेम शैलाभदेहम धनुजवन कृशानुम ज्ञानिनामग्रगण्यम सकल गुण निधानम वरानाम दीशम रघुपति प्रिय भक्तम वात जातम नमामि रघुपति प्रिय भक्तम जात जातम नमामि. If you're joining us tonight for the first time, we're seeing Sundarkand of Shri Ramcharitmanas of Goswami Tulsidas ji. Hanuman ji was sent to Lanka to give a message to Sita ji. He gave that message, came back, and brought the return message to Bhagwan Shri Ram. Now they found out where Sita ji was, and they started marching towards Lanka. And then, in the midst of that story, Ravan kicked out his younger brother Vibhishana. And Vibhishana came and surrendered to Bhagwan Shri Ram. So that much we saw that Vibhishana, Sharanagati, the classic case of surrender in Ramayana. And I told you, don't think that you could just go and, oh Prabhu, I surrender to you. I tell you, if you go before Bhagwan and you do Sashtang Pranam and you say, Prabhu, I surrender to you, and that time one drop of water fall on the back of your head when you are down in the ground, immediately you know, what is this? Where that water came from? You forget Bhagwan. That one drop of water is enough to distract you. One drop only. So that's surrender. Don't think it's so easy. If you surrender to Bhagwan, you should say, I'll tell you a wonderful thing. He said Akbar the Great, you know, he was hunting one day, hunting in the forest. And then while hunting, he was an avowed Muslim. What you call a practicing Muslim. While hunting there, the time for prayer, namaz, that came. So he took out his mat and he spread it there in the forest. And he started doing namaz. While he was on the ground, one lady whose husband was returning in some port, some place there, she was going to meet her husband who was absent for last 6 months. So while going, this Akbar was bent on the ground. She stepped on him and went. Now, also because he was praying to the Lord, he could not do anything. So he waited till she came back. Then when she came, he stopped her. Do you know? I am the king. You stepped on me while going. Oh, what is this? You'll have to be punished for this. She said, Your Majesty, I did not know that you were the king. But before you punish me, I want to tell you one thing. That I was going there to meet my husband who I had not seen for 6 months. And my mind was concentrated on him, so I did not see you. Your mind was supposed to be on Allah. How you knew I stepped on you? For my worldly husband, I can concentrate so much. For the Lord of the universe, what kind of concentration you're supposed to have? And what did you have in your mind? Akbar said, go home, don't tell anybody this thing. Oh, no. Anyway, so we pray to Bhagwan and we think we surrender. People say, I surrender and this and that, but that is not such an easy thing. That just like in the Gyan Marg, there's all these years of Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam and all that path, in the very same way on the path of Bhakti, you don't think that you're just like that or not. If the Bhakti was so easy, all Bhaktas would have reached God already. Isn't it? The same effort you have to put here also. We eat here bread and burgers and all that kind of thing. That flour is made from, bread is made from flour. And in Italy, them eat pasta. That also made from the same flour. It means to say, whatever is required for that bhakta or jnani, jnani or bhakta, whichever one path you belong to, is the same effort will have to go into both of them. That is all. It's just that the bhakta's techniques might appear to be easier and it might appeal to more people and all that. But the required quota of effort that is necessary for all of them, everybody will have to put effort. Don't think that many people have too much of a misconception about bhakti mark. No. You don't have to do anything. You know, all you have to do is go and surrender. Say, Bhagwan, I accept you. Please save me. But he really hasn't given up the Lord the opportunity to save him. He's still trying to save him himself. So he's not surrender and all. So this is Vibhishan Sharanagati. He went there, totally surrendered to Bhagwan. And Bhagwan lifted him and brought him to his own heart. That is what we saw now. Meanwhile, while all this had gone on, Ravan had sent some spies. Well, you know, that is what they do, right? See, espionage is a very old game. Today, they have removed that word espionage and they put a very nice name. What is that? Intelligence gathering. But the real correct name for that is spying. Huh? Ravan had sent some spies to spy on Vibhishan. What is he doing there? They wanted to know that thing. So, now let me see. I'll tell you from which page if you have this book. Where is that? Now see, I didn't have a chance to look at this to tell you what number. It's before that. The very same way now, see, after number 49, after 49. See, after 49, huh? अस प्रभु छाड़ी बजहि जहि आना श्री राम जय राम जय
नर पशु बिनु पूछ बिशाना। निज जन जानि ताहि उपनावा, प्रभु सुभाव कपि कुल मन भावा। पुनि सर्वज्ञ सर्व उर बासीष, सर्व रूप सब रहित उदासी। बोले वचन नीति प्रतिपालक, कारण मनुज दनुज कुल घालक। सुनु कपीस लंका पति वीरा, केहि वेदिता जलधि गंभीरा। संकुल मकर उरग झश जाति, अति अगान दुस्तर सब भांति। कहलंकेश सुनहु रघुनायक, कोटि सिंधु शोषक तव सायक। यद्यपि तदपि नीति असि गाई, विनय करिए सागर सन जाई। प्रभु तुमार को गुरु जलधि, श्री राम जय राम जय। कहे उपाय विचारि श्री राम, श्री बिनु प्रयास सागर तरी। श्री राम जय राम, सकल भालो कपि धारि। श्री राम, श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम, जय रघुराम, जय सीताराम, जय सीताराम। सियावर रामचंद्र की जय। अस प्रभु छाड़ी बजौ बजही जे आना, ते नर पशु बिनु पूछ बिशाना। दैट पर्सन हु कैस्ट आउट राम लाइक दिस राम हु एक्सेप्टेड रावण्स ब्रदर, दिस राम हु एक्सेप्टेड सुग्रीव, दिस राम हु वेंट ऑफ हिज पाथ एंड टुक अनदर डायरेक्शन टू गो एंड ब्लेस शबरी, दिस राम हु बेग फॉर अ बोट फ्रॉम केवट, दिस राम हु कम्स टू lift the downtrodden and the helpless, to cast out such a Ram. And bhajahi je ana, to worship any other thing in this world.
to run after any other thing in this world and attach yourself to any other thing in this world. Tulsi Das Ji put strong words. Te nara, pasu binu pucha vishana. That person is like an animal without tail and horns. That human being. His only thing he doesn't have is horn and tail. Because he's running after things of this world and forget that Ram. That type of Ram. Nija jana janita hi apnava. And Bhagavan Sri Ram showed so much of love to all the monkeys and all his own. He treated all of them. Sunukapi se lankapati bira kehi bidhi tariya jaladhi gambira sankula makara urag jasa jati. That's at the bottom of the page. Atiyaga dutara sabha bhati. Bhagavan Sri Ram was asking from Sunukapis and Lankapati. He's calling Sugriv as Kapis and Vibhishan as Lankapati, Lord of Lanka, King of Lanka. Tell how to cross this ocean, terrible ocean. Sankula Makara Uraga Jachak Jati. There's all sorts of crocodiles and different species of sharks. And how we'll cross? Atiyagad dustara sabhavati. In every way it is difficult to cross. And then Vibhishan replies in the next line. Kahalankes sunahura gunatha nayaka koti sindhu so shaka tavas sayak. It means your one arrow can dry up countless oceans. What is this ocean? One of your arrow can dry up countless ocean. It's all symbolic language, eh? In the mark of bhakti, means Bhagwan is asking to Vibhishan, giving the devotee a chance to tell how to cross over this ocean of samsara. And if Bhagwan only, for us devotees, if Bhagwan from his side were to make only one little effort from his side, means he says one arrow can dry up so many oceans. If Bhagwan were to just lift one finger like that, countless devotees will all get liberation in one. Will they cross over the samsara in one? Like that. But see, still, jadyapi tadapi niti asi gai binaya kariya sagar sanjai prabhu tumara kula guru. But Prabhu, I think, you know, you should not go on releasing arrow to dry up ocean, and that will cause lot of trouble. And suppose Bhagwan released the arrow and dried up the ocean. Can you imagine what upheaval that thing will be? What all the millions and millions of ocean creatures and all, what will happen? So the Lord doesn't upset all the balance of karmas and all that kind of thing like that. You see? When he could very well do it, Vibhishan also suggests, Prabhu, tumar kula guru jaladi kahihi upaya bichari. You belong to this lineage, you know, where this sagar is part of your kula and kula guru. So if you go and you ask him, binu prayasa sagar tarihi sakala bhalu kapidhari. This ocean will find a way, upaya, to cross you and all these monkeys and bears and everybody across this ocean. And Bhagwan says, Sakha, kahi tuma niki upai. You told the correct thing. See, the Lord also likes this. Some effort, you know, one wonderful thing. This bridge is built this wide, right? And all the monkeys and bears, they are walking on this bridge. Bhagwan Ram walking and all the monkeys and bears walking on this bridge. The ocean creatures from all the different oceans. And in this part of India, there, the Bay of Bengal, the Indian Ocean, and the Arabian Sea, they meet there. And then they are joined down the road with Pacific. And then all the oceans are joined up. Creatures from every part of the globe came there. And they lined up on two sides of this bridge. Because they thought, our Prabhu Sri Ram, when he comes, he only comes on land. Ocean creatures never get darshan of Ram. This is one and only chance. So they lined up on two sides of this bridge, all the ocean creatures, and they formed a bridge that was 10 times wider than this bridge. And so the monkeys and bears were walking on these creatures, going across. So Jamwanta asked a very nice question to Bhagwan. Prabhu, then why did we have to build this bridge? Ocean creatures form a bridge 10 times bigger than this, look. Bhagwan told a very nice thing, you know. Look here. First, we have to put some effort. If we don't put any effort, so if we did not build this bridge first, Bhagwan would have nothing to walk on. If Bhagwan had nothing to walk on, why the creatures will come there? They will not come. So we have to put, when we put one footstep, Bhagwan puts 10 footsteps like that. So the human effort is required. We can't just sit there and do nothing. So Vibhishan, Prabhu said, Vibhishan, what you told is correct thing. We have to do something. People are only looking for miracles. Bhagwan should take out, he should touch me. E.T. or something. No, everybody should, Bhagwan should touch this and I should not do? Any, what you will do then? If you go every time praying to the Lord to do everything for you, then what you will do? Some work we have to do now. So Bhagwan loved Vibhishan's answer. Will let us do something. Not just Bhagwan should do some miracle. Alakazam. A la peanut butter sandwiches. Sesame Street or what? Sakha, kahi tuman ni ki upai. Karya deva jau hoi sahai. We will invoke the presence of the help of Bhagwan. We'll invoke the presence of the Lord. Here, Bhagwan, remember I told you in the beginning of this, Sri Ram is setting example for all of us. We'll invoke presence of the Lord. And in this story also, it will be demonstrated that that is not sufficient. Because when he invoked, nothing happened. Then Sagar had to come out. So now, mantra naiha lachi mana bhava. We'll pray to Bhagwan and we'll find out what to do. Now, Lakshman did not like this. Because Lakshman is a man of action, you know. He did not like all his praying business. Pray to ocean and all, and he'll come out and you beg him. And he said, Lakshman, I'll take out an arrow and dry it up. Like that. But Bhagwan made him, Ram upachana suni, ati dukkha pava, nata deva kara kavana varosa, soshya sindhu, kariya mana rosa. Why are you going to pray to God and all? Dry up the ocean. Lakshman told, pray to God and all. Kadara mana kahu, ek adhara deva deva alasi pukara. Lakshman said, only cowards, they go on, God, God, Prabhu, Prabhu, help me, help me, help me. Only cowards do, he says. Sunata bihasi bole raguri pira. When Rama heard this, he smiled. Then, aise hi karab darahu mana dhira asakai Prabhu anujahi samujhai. Bhagavan explained to Lakshman. Now see, people ask this thing, what, pray to God and he'll do everything? Or, we get up and do it ourselves. We say, there's two things. I pray to Bhagwan, let him do it. Or I get up and do it. We say, why not both? Why you have to do one only? People only want one answer every time. But one answer, see, people, to say yes or no. I ask you a question, I just want you to answer yes or no. It doesn't work like that every time. So we should pray to Bhagwan, let him do it. Or I should get up and do it. Don't pray to Bhagwan. We get up and do it and pray to, I say, to one little girl and boy. They were just 10 years old. And they had to go and see a movie. And that movie was starting at 12 o'clock. And they lived 10 minutes away from the cinema. And when they looked at their watch, it was 5 to 12. The movie starting at 12. And it will take them 10 minutes to go there. So that boy told, well, you know, they tell when we go satsang that if you want anything, you worship Bhagwan, he'll give you. So why don't we sit here and we'll pray to Bhagwan, he'll get us there in time. That little girl said, I have a better idea. Why don't we pray to Bhagwan and run like hell at the same time? Is it better or not? Same time you do both. So that is the approach. Eh? We don't just say, no, I'll pray to Bhagwan, then I'll do nothing. So Bhagwan smiles at Lakshman and he makes him understand. Pratama pranama kina sirunai vaithe punitata darva dasai. And he spreads some darva grass there and he's going to now pray to Lord Shiva and pray to ocean. So the story breaks and that is the next line is what I was telling you about. See, Jabahi Vibhishana Prabhu Bahi Aaye Paache Ravan Dut Pathaye. When the story changes in the middle of the passage, it means at the end of the passage, when Vibhishan had kicked out, when Vibhishan was kicked out and he went there and surrendered to Ram, Ravan had sent some dutas, messengers, spies behind Vibhishan. Sakala charita tena dekhe dhare kap. See that. That is number 51.
सकल चरित तिन देखे धरे कपत कपि दे हो राम धरे कपत कपि दे प्रभु गुण हृदय सराही शरणागत पर नेह सिया वर राम चंद्र की जय शरणम उमापति महादेव की जय पवन सुत हनुमान की जय बोलो भाई सब संतन की जय सियावर राम चंद्र की जय शरणम.
They came, the spies came, you know what they did? Dhare kapat kapi deha. They all took monkey forms. Ravan spies, Rakshasas, they came on this side. They took monkey forms and they went among the ranks of the monkeys, right? Sakala charita tin dekhe. And they looked at all what was going on there. But see the funny thing in that doha, no? Prabhu guna hridaya sarahahi saranagata paraneha. Looking at Ram, this is enemy spies, eh? Looking at Ram. And seeing how sweet Rama was and how he treated all these monkeys and bears and all so nicely, they developed bhakti for Ram. Rama's personality is so wonderful. This is the form of the Lord that even the enemy love Ram. He is so sweet. The enemy cannot help but love him also. Now see the passage.
Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Pragat Bakhan Hi Ram Subhau Ati Sa Prem Gaav Sari Turau Shri Ram के दूत कपिन तब जाने सकल वांदि कपि पैयाने श्री राम जय राम कसुग्रीव सुनहु सब बानर अंग भंग करि पठवउ सिंचर सुग्रीव बचन कपि धाये बांधि कटक चौपास सिराये श्री राम जय राम बहु प्रकार मारन कपि लागे दीन पुकारत तदपि न त्यागे जो हमार हर नासा काना जय कोसला दिस के आना श्री राम जय राम सुनी लछे मन सब निकट बोलाए दयाला के हसी तुरत छोड़ाए कर दी जहु पाती लक्ष्मण वचन बाचु कुल घाती कयुखागर मूर सना मम संदेश उदार सीता दे मिलहुन त आवा कालु तुम्हार सियावर राम चंद्र की जय शरणम सीताराम सियावर राम चंद्र की जय शरणम सीताराम
प्रगत बखानी राम सुभा प्रगत बखानी राम सुभाऊ अति सप्रेम गा बिसरी दुराऊ मीन्स दे रिपु के दूत कपिन तब जाने सकल बांध कपीस पही आने वेन दे केम बिफोर राम यू नो दे सॉ हिज राम कोमलता इन अरण्यकांड ही इज डिस्क्राइब सो नाइसली दैट राम
See the description of Ram by Tulsidas. How nice. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Sab Gaye कोमल चित अति दीन दयाला कारण बिनु रघु नाथ कृपाला श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम कोमल चित अति दीन दयाला कारण बिनु रघु नाथ कृपाला श्री राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय जय राम बोलो राम 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 सीता राम 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 बोलो राम 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 सीता राम 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 बोलो सीता राम 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 सियावर रामचंद्र की जय देयर जस्ट आफ्टर शबरी कथा जय तुलसीदास जी कैनॉट हेल्प हिमसेल्फ बट टू डिस्क्राइब राम सो स्वीटली कोमल चित ऑफ सो सॉफ्ट हार्टेड काइंड हार्टेड राम कोमल चित अति दीन दयाला compassionate towards the helpless and the downtrodden and the lost and the forlorn. Ati dina dayala karana binu raghunatha kripala. Without any reason, the Lord's nature is just a shower. Compassion. When these rakshasas also saw that Ram, their heart melted. They forgot that they came from Ravan's side. They are doing on the outside, they are spying. But inside, they are secretly adoring Ram, that Ram. And the same Ram, just now Tulsidas is to cast out that Ram and run after this world. That person is Pashu. Pashu word he uses. So, Rupuke dut kapina taba then now, they secretly fell in love with this Ram. Pragata bakhanahi Ram subhau. Ati sa prema ga bisari durau.
They forgot all their wickedness and enmity and rakshas swabhav and everything because they got darshan of Ram and they saw this Ram. See, they were more blessed than this Ravan. They got darshan first. Ripuke duta kapi tabat jane. Then all the kapi, what happened? They had taken rakshas. They were rakshas. They had taken kapi form. But when they saw this Ram, they forgot that they had taken kapi form and they changed back to rakshas form now. It means in front of Ram, we cannot be anything but ourselves. They changed back to rakshas form. When they changed back, they were so taken up in love for Ram. Then the monkeys, hey, where did the rakshasas came from? They caught them, sakala bandhi, kapisa pahil ane. They tied them and brought them before Sugriva, no, their king. Then Kasugriv sunahu sabha banar anga bhanga kari patha unnisichar. What? These rakshasas in our midst? Spies? Secret agents? Go there and break every bone of them. Sugriv told. Treatment. So you cannot kill them, but you could break their bones. The same thing Ravan had told there, na? Break every bone of Hanumanji. Sugriv told him, no. Suni Sugriva bachana kapi dhaye. When the monkeys heard this, well, they did not like anything better than this now. Monkeys ran there, all of them. Then, bandhi kataka chau pasa phiraye bahu prakara marana kapi lage. And they tied them and gave them a good beating now to these spies of Ravan. And they beat them like anything. Then, dina pukara tatadapi na tyage, even though they cried for help. They did not leave. The monkeys gave them some good beating. Then, now see the nice next portion. How nice. Jo hamar har nasa kana, tehi kosala diske ana. In other words, the person who could cut off our nose and ears, because remember they had already cut off nose and ears of this Shurpana Khana. So they were thinking, you know, Rakshas has caught here now, our nose and ears gone. But the one who could save us from this is only Ram. And they cried out. Then, Suni Lachiman sab nikata bulaye. Now Lakshman heard these cries. Not Ram. Lakshman. And all of us have different images in our mind about Lakshmana. But Lakshmana heard the cries of these Rakshasas. Daya lagi. Lakshmana's heart went out to these Rakshasas. Hasi turata chodaye. And he told them, you stop beating them. And bring them here. And Lakshman told, Ravana kara dijahu yaha pati. You go and give Ravan this message, this letter. Lachimana bachana bachu kula ghati. Lakshman gave some strong words for Ravana. Destroyer of the family, Lakshman. Kahehu mukhagara murasana mama sandesa udar. You go and tell Ravan, means message, not letter. Message, pati is given there, but here message is also given. Go and tell Ravan, by word of mouth, Sita de milunata ava kala tumar. You return Sita ji, otherwise your end has come. He told these rakshasas, go and tell Ravan this thing. Turatanai lachimana pada matha chale duta baranata guna gatha. Quickly they bowed their head to Lakshman. Yes, yes, yes. And they were happy because they already got darshan of Ram, you know. And if you have to take little beating to get darshan of Ram, no problem. They took some beating and all, but they were very happy. Kahata Rama jasu lanka ai. See? Kahata Rama jasu lanka ai. Chanting the name of Ram and singing the glories of Ram, they reached back Lanka. They reached back to that place. Ravan charana si sati nai, they bowed their head to Ravan. And bihasi dasanana puchi bata. And Ravan laughed. And he asked, how are you all? How are you doing? Kahasi nasuka apani kusalata. Why this chief of the spy group, the chief spy. His name was Sukha. Shuka. His name is given here. Why you are not telling me? How are you doing? Punika hu khabari Vibhishana keri. Tell me, how is this Vibhishana? Oh, I sent you to spy on Vibhishana. Vibhishana, tell me, how is he? Oh, what is he doing? Jahi mrityu ai ati neri. That Vibhishana whose death has come near. Ravan is telling. See the delusion. His death has come near, but he's saying, tell me about that Vibhishana whose death has come near. Then, Karat Raj Lanka Sat Tyagi Hoihi Java Karakit Abhagi. Ravan talking about Vibhishan. He was a king. Means he was next to me. Almost like the king only. He was ruler here. He has gone there and he has become like a little bug in the wheat, in the barley, you know, in the barley grain. A little bug is living inside there. And when that goes in that machine, and the grains are powdered, bug also gets. So he's telling that Vibhishan, he was a king here. Look, he has gone there among those barley grains, like a little bug. Or a keet. What do you call a weevil? Weevil bug. They live in this grain. He'll get powdered just now. Ravan is thinking. At the height of delusion. He himself will get powdered. But he's thinking Vibhishan will get powdered. Puni, kau balu. Kisa katakai, katina kal prerita chali, ai. Tell me about all the monkeys and bears. They're facing hard times, isn't it? Jinake jivan kar rakhawara, bhayau mridul chita sindhu bichara. This is very all nice poetic words of Ravan. That the ocean felt so sorry for them, that the ocean prevented them from coming here to be killed. The ocean is preventing all these monkeys and bears from coming here to be killed. How soft-hearted the ocean is, Ravan is thinking. But there's delusion from every point of view. Kau tapasina ke bata bahori jina ke hridaya trasa ati mori. Tell me about these two, Ram Lakshman. When they heard about my glory and my power and might, did they return? Did they run back? He wants to know that. Ki bhai beta ki phiri gaye shravana sujasu suni mor. See, having here my sujasu, my great glory, did they return there? Kasina ripu dala teja bala bahu chakita chitta chur. Then, now see, this Sukha and his fellow spies, when they heard all of these questions from Ravan, because they are now secretly in love with Ram, they don't know what to say now. Nath kripakari poochehu jaise manahu kaha krodh taji taise. Ravan, please pardon us, you know, but as you have asked, now we have to tell, Sukha said. Now we have to tell, but please don't get angry and kick us. He's telling. Mila jai jab anuja tumhara. When your brother Vibhishan went there, jatahi Ram tilakatehi sara. Immediately Ram coronated him as king of Lanka. Well, Ravan may have caught a fit, I tell you. Ravan doot hamahi sunikana. Kapena bandhi dinhu dukhanana. When they found out that we had come from Ravan, from your side, they tied us and beat us like anything and gave us so much trouble. Then, shravan nasika kate lage ram sapat dinhe hamatyage. But they were about to cut out our nose and ears, and we surrendered to Ram. We called out to Ram. We prayed to Ram. And he saved us by telling Lakshmana. Means Rama would have prompted the heart of Lakshmana. Save them. Poochihu nata Rama katakai badana koti sata baranina jai. You asked about Ram's army, monkeys and bears, but I tell you, 100 or 10 million tongues cannot describe that army of bears and monkeys.
अरे एनीथिंग दैट इज एसोसिएटेड विद भगवान हु कैन डिस्क्राइब 10 million टंग्स कैन नॉट डिस्क्राइब दैट थिंग नाना वरण भालु कपिधारी विकटानन विशाल भयकारी जहिपुर देहु हटेऊ सुत तोरा सकल कपिन तेहि बलु थोरा सो मेनी काउंटलेस बेयर्स एंड मंकीज and Suka is telling, you know that one monkey that came here and killed your son and burned down the whole of Lanka? He is the smallest among them. This Suka also, he's trying to put his fear in Ravan's heart, you see.
Amita nama bhata katina karala amita naga vala vipula visala. Countless warriors of terrible form, they are there. And so many nag elephants and all things they have. Suka is trying to give some signal. Suka is trying to give some signal like that to this Ravan, but Ravan is not catching much. Good thing he came in the right time also, see.
Sign signal say, Ekapi sabasu grieve samana in a sama coat in a ganai kunana means you cannot count all of them like Sugriva with such great power, all of them. Huh? Rama kripa atu little balatinai trina samana trai lokahi ganahi. And because they all have the, and this is a nice line, very famous line also, because they all have the kripa of Ram, all of these monkeys, they have the blessing of Ram. They get the confidence from Ram. They consider this tree world like a blade of grass. Who are you? Huh? When a person has the kripa of the Lord and gets confidence from the Lord, he's ready to scale mountains. See, what is that? We chant all the time, na?
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande.
See, what this line? This the Lord makes the dumb speak and the lame scale mountains. What is the one who has gotten the kripa of the Lord, he could scale mountains like nothing. He's lame also. That kripa of that Lord I salute. So here, the monkeys or bears, they all have the kripa of Bhagwan. None of these things making any sense to Ravana. Then,
there were rocks and trees, they were pulverizing on their path. Sahaja sura kapi palu sabha punisira para prabhu ram ravana kala koti kahu jiti sakai sangram. They could conquer millions of yama, this is death in battle. They are so inspired, so fired up. They could conquer millions of Yamraj. Who are you? Rama teja bala buddhi vipulai sesha sahaja sata sakaya.
See, this Suka, he was himself so inspired, he's giving his long katha in front of Ravan.
He himself was so inspired by this Ram. Sunata bachana bihasada
Ravan. Now, when he heard his word, Suka gave a long katha about Ram.
In the last line there, Sunata bachana bihasada sasina. When Ravan heard all this katha, he laughed it off. In fact, Ravan's method of hiding his fear was to laugh. This is there in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita also. Duryodhan, to hide his fear, was also smiling.
When you have villains like this, in order to hide their fear, they smile. But deep down, their heart is full of fear only.
Jau asi mati sahaya ಕೃತ ಕೀಸಾ ಸಹಜ ಬೀರುಕರ ವಚನ ದೃಢಾಯಿ ಸಾಗರ ಸನ ಠಾನಿ ಮಚಲಾಯಿ ರಾವನ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೋಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದಿ ಪೋರ್ ಓಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇವಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಐ ಪಲ್ವರೈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಟು ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಓಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇವಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಅನಿ ಗೋದ ಮೂರ ಮಿಷಾ ಕಾ ಕರಸಿ ಬಢಾಯಿ ರಿಪುಬಲ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಥಾಹ ಮೇ ಪಾಯಿ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಕೌಂಟ್ಲೆಸ್ ಶೇಷ he's telling this what do you call sukha and all that, but he says why are you going on talking about this Ram and his army like that? I have already known, they're like nothing I can. Ravan is, he thinks he has really surveyed the enemy's army, and he's telling, oh, they're nothing, I can finish all of them like moths. He feels like that. Then ಸುನಿಖಲ ವಚನ ದೂತ ರಿಷಬಾಧಿ ಸಮಯ ವಿಚಾರಿ ಪತ್ರಿಕಾ ಕಾ ದೆನ್ ನೌ ವನ್ ರಾವನ್ ಸರ್ ಬೋಸಿಂಗ್ ದೆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸುಖ ವೆಂಟ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ರೀಡ್ ದಿ ಲೆಟರ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಲೆಟರ್ ನೋ ಸಿ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದಿ ಲೆಟರ್ ರಾಮಾನುಜದ್ದೀನ್ ಹಿ ಯಹ ಪಾತಿ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ್ ಗಿವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೆಟರ್ ನಾಥ್ ಬಚಾಯಿ ಜುರಾವಹು ಛಾತಿ ಬಿಹಸಿ ಬಾಮ್ ಕರಲೀನ್ ಹಿ ರಾವನ್ ರಾವನ್ ಟುಕ್ ದಿ ಲೆಟರ್ ವಿತ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೆಫ್ಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ as a mark of disrespect to Lakshman. Took the letter with his left hand like this. Yeah, give me that letter. And then, Sachiva Boli, Satalaga Bachavan. And he gave it to some of his minister and told, read it out. And same, whatever we told just now, that was there in the letter, is given in the Doha also. Bathana Manahi Rijai Satha Jani Ghalasi Kula Khis Ram Birodhana Ubarasi Sarana Vishnu Aja is that if anybody has turned averse to Ram, even if he runs to Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh for refuge, they will not be able to save him. This is Lakshmana's letter to Ravan. Kita Jimana Anuja Iva Prabhupada Pankaja Bring Hohiki Ram Saranala Kala Kula Sahita Patang. Either you surrender to Ram, like a bee that surrender goes around the flower, you take Rama's feet like that and you go around, or the arrows of Bhagwan Shri Ram will finish you like the moth that got finished by the fire. Like this, sunata sabhaya mana mukha musukaisi. This is the line. Even though his heart was full of fear, he smiled. So the smile will cover the fair Tulsidaji's line. Kahata dasanana sabahi sunai bhumi parakara gahata akasa laghuta pas karapaga bilasa. That you are going on praising this young hermit in all eloquent words and all that sort of thing. Then sukha again. Kaha sukha nat satya sababani samujahu chari prakrita abhimani. You please cast out this Abhiman. Huh? Sukha is telling Ravan, no, Sukha will become brave like Vibhishan. He is now telling Ravan, you cast out this Abhiman. Sunahu vachana mama parihari krodha nath ramasana tajahu birodha. You cast out your anger towards Ram. Listen to my words of advice. Ati komala ragubira subhavu jadyapi akhila loka kara rahu. Even though he is the Lord and Master of the whole universe, yet he is atikomal. Same word again is being used. Atikomal. Milata kripatum para prabhu karihi. Ura aparadana eka udharihi. Even Shuka in the last now is also telling, if you just leave all this and go and surrender to Ram, he will never cast you out. Shuka only saw Ram once. And he has become like Vibhishan. Once only he saw. Jabatehi kaha dena bai dehi charana prahara kina sata dehi. And when Sukha told give back Sita, well, Ravan gave him a kick also. Ravan was quick to kick.
Naicharan Sirul Chalaso Taha Kripasindura Gunayak Jaha. He also went like Vibhishan and he surrendered to Ram. But this is how leaders and all, they lose good people like this. They are not ready to listen to their subordinates. A lot of management faults or defects are here, which is repeated in society everywhere. A good manager, a good leader, or those people who are at the top, they should be able to listen to people at the bottom also. When they cannot, they're on the path to destruction. And really, you get good news from the grassroots. You get good advice and information from down on the bottom. Because people who are in leadership position, they cannot be in touch with everything. So you're getting good advice from somebody lower down. But Ravan will not have any of it. He gave one kick to and this Sukha also went there and surrendered to Ram. Kari pranam anija katha sunai Ram kripa apani gati pai. And he did pranam to Ram and surrendered to him and Bhagwan accepted him. Now the other side got another good soul there. Great Sukha, who could take any form? Rishi Agastiki, Sapa Bhavani, Rachasa Bhayau, Rahamuni, Jnani Bandhi Rama Pada Parahi Bara, Muni, Nija Ashrama, Kahupagu, Dhara. And this is some of the past and all. So now, Rama had sat there and he had worshipped the Sagar, and that Sagar did not come, and the Sagar didn't pay any attention to him. So Rama got angry like anything. He took out that bow and arrow. Then, Binaya Namana, see this is the Doha, 57. Binaya Namanata Jaladi Jara. The ocean did not pay any heed to Rama's prayer. Then, Gayeti Nidina Biti, 3 days, Rama was worshipping there, nothing happened. Then, Bole Rama Sakopataba, Bhaya Binu Hoina Priti. And sometimes, Rama is saying that without fear, there will be no response. So you have to invoke fear. This is a very balanced view of life. I want to tell you a little bit about that. The rishis have always been realist. Hindus are realist. Eh? We are not idealist, not utopian, or any such thing. Very real we have always been. Real means what? Look here. We know that the world has positive and negative. The world has sattva, rajas and tamas. So if it is a sattvic person and you just tell or request one time, they will do it. They will accede or whatever. You're tamasic? But we know that the world has tamasic. Tamasic, you will not get, you cannot get them to move. See, if that buffalo is sitting there and that man, get up. Buffalo will not get up. If he only raises that stick once, by just getting up alone, telling alone, buffalo will not get up. So he has to show fear. So we know that the world is like this. So, Bole Ram Sako Pataba. He expressed anger towards that ocean. And that immediately that ocean came. And Rama's thought is, Binu. Bhaya binu hoi na priti. Hey, priti means to get mobilized, action from that ocean. Without showing some fear, he will not act. So he showed fear. We need not get angry, could just show fear and all. You know, we say there are 4 ways to get people to do samadana bheda danda. I told you about that. You try samadana bheda. Bheda includes fear. Some fear, sometimes you get the work done. But you should try it last. See, Rama prayed first. The psalm. Isn't it? The psalm. First he prayed for 3 days. But it didn't work. Then he tried now this fear. Then, when Rama took out his, let's see, Lachamana Bana Sarasana Anu Soshao Bharithi Bisika Krisanu. Bhagavan took out his bow and arrow there now. Lakshman became happy. He said, Lakshman, you give me the bow and arrow. Lakshman was more happy. He liked those kind of action, you know.
Then, now there is a very famous verse there, which I want to tell you about. Everybody asked that question, you know. When the Sagar finally came out there now, right? If you turn the next page, Sagar told now, Prabhu, you know why I did not come out? You yourself caused that. Bhagavan, how I caused that? You only made me tamasic. Ocean is tamasic, salty ocean. You only made me like that. So because of my tamas, I did not come out. Who made me tamas? Tamasic. You only. But this is a very famous verse. I'll tell you that verse and then we try to... Because everybody asks question about this verse. You see about halfway down the page?
Dhol gawar sugra pasunari Shri Ram jaya Sakal taadna ke adhikari Prabhu pratap mein jaav sukhai तरी कटक न मोड़ बड़ाई प्रभु अज्ञा अपेल शुद्धि गाई कराओ सो बेगी जो तुम ही सोहाई
Ramachandra ki jai. This is the most controversial line in Ramayana. And everybody and the whole thing can be resolved very easily. Really, if you take up a Hindi dictionary and you look for the word taadana, taadana, which is, comes in the line. What is it? Dhol gawar sura pasunari sakala taadana ke adhikari. If you look for the word taadana there in the Hindi dictionary, one of the meaning of the word tarna is to understand. But people always take the other meaning of the word. The other meaning is to beat. So people take that meaning only. Why you have to take the rishis only will tell us what meaning to take, na? How you will take what meaning which you want? Who, so we have a sampradaya or not? See, when we read all our shastras and all, and that's why I told, don't in shastras, as far as shastras are concerned, don't ever claim that I am self-taught in shastras. Nobody could ever become self-taught in shastras. You are guaranteed to get the wrong meaning. You have to belong to some sampradaya. Then you will get the right meaning from that sampradaya. So the right meaning in the sampradaya of tarna, dhol, means a dholak. Or tabla, dhol, gawar means rustic, sudra, shudra of the caste, pashu, animal, and nari, woman. Sakala tarna ke adhikari. They all fit recipients to be understood, or fit to be understood properly. Tarna, you have meaning you have to take as understood, not to people. Oh, you can beat them. Then let's beat them. It is true that one of the meaning of the word tarna is to beat. But that's why I'm telling this. The sampradaya will tell which meaning of the word you have to take. So they are to be understood. You know, because everybody feel, you know, the other person should behave like me, they should act like me, they should think like me, they should behave, why? You have to understand how the other person thinks and you have to live accordingly. So just the whole misunderstanding comes because of the taking one word to mean something else.
No. Bhagwan Ocean came out and he begged forgiveness and all, Prabhu. But then after begging forgiveness, he told him, you only caused that, you know, I'm tamasic, you know. Bhagwan said, okay. They tell me, Sunata Binita Bachana Ati Kaha Kripala Musukai. Rama laughed. And then, listening to the ocean, he smiled. And then he said, Jehi Bidhi Utare Kapikataku Tatasu Kahu Upai. You please tell me, my dear, how am I to cross over this ocean with all of these monkeys and bears and all? That is what I want to know. So then, Nath, Neel Nala Kapi Dwau Pai. There's two monkeys who are brothers who are there in your army, Neel and Nala. Larikai Rishi Asisha Pai. That they got some boon from some rishi, which at that time was sharp, but now it become boon. Tinake Parasa Kye Giri Bhare Tarihahi Jaladi Pratapatumhare. And this ocean is very nice. Any big mountain also, if they touch it with their hand, by your grace, it will float. Ocean is very, very shrewd to say, by your grace. That actually clears up a big question, because people ask that those rocks and mountains, they floated by the touch of Nala Neel, or they floated by the grace of Ram. That question always comes. Hari Tulsidas has resolved the question here. That Nal and Neel got the power of that touch by the grace of Ram. He's the one who upholds all laws in the world or not. If his grace is not there, what boon could Nal and Neel get? His grace is there for any boon to be given also. So, Nala Neel has this, by your grace only, me puni ura, dhari prabhu prabhu tai, karihau bala, anumana sahai, I will help accordingly. I will bear the weight of all of these mountains and all of them. Let them touch it. And then all your monkeys and bears, they can cross over this ocean. Nija bhavana gavane us sindhu, shri raghupati hi, yaha matabhayau. And Rama accepted, and Sagar went to his home. Yaha charitra kali mala hara jatha mati dasa tulasi gayau. This is in the Chanda. Sukha bhavana samsaya samana davana bishad raghupati guna gana taji sakala asa bharosa gavahi sunahi santata sata mana. Tulsidachi tells to his dull-witted mind, oh my dull-witted mind, this Ram. You worship this Ram. Forget about all of these other things in the world. Worship this Sukha Bhavana, the one who ocean of joy, who removes all sorrows and all pain and doubts and all things from our life. Worship that Ram. Satamana, foolish mind. Tulsidaji has a habit of telling, my foolish mind, worship this Ram. You're only thinking about all other things. And thus comes an end to this. Sundarkan, sakala sumangala dayaka ragunayaka gunagan sadara sunahite tarahi bhava sindhu bina jalajan. And anybody who is able to recite, chant, sing, glorify Bhagwan Sri Ram, who is sumangala dayak, the giver of all auspiciousness and all, without any boat also, he'll cross over the samsara. The one who is able to sing these glories of Ram like this. That Ram who even the enemy loved. Where you'll hear it? You don't hear it anywhere. That Ram who even the enemy loved. So you worship that Ram and sing his glories without boat also. Bina jalajan. We cross over the samsara. Sundar ki nahi. Ye sundar kand hai. Okay. So, in these few days, we did as much as we could have done. We could not do every chaupai, but Jamavant ke bachana suhaye suni hanumanta hridaya ati Pai. Start like that in the first chop pai. All right. Well, I hope in these few days you were able to catch something to make your life better and to make keep you more settled on this path. And don't cast out Ram for this world. The two cannot, they're no match for Ram. One rishi, he was passing in front of a sadhu, passing in front of a king's palace. And that king heard the sadhu was passing, so he told his people, also, call him. And the king himself also came out and he met that sadhu and brought him inside. And fed him, washed his feet, fed him, this, that, ityadi. And that king was prostrating and also, oh, sadhu, Baba, you are so great. You're such a great tyagi. Look at you. I don't know when I'll be like you, that king told. That sadhu said, I am no great tyagi. You are greater tyagi than me. So the king said, what do you mean? Look how you have cast out everything. You have nothing. And look at me and this palace and everything. How you're calling me tyagi? Renunciate. That sadhu said, no, see, I was living in some little jhopri. And I have few pairs of clothing. So all the only thing I dropped in this world was a little bit of that jhopri. And 2-3 pairs of clothing, I dropped it. There was nothing to drop. But you, for this palace and this treasury and this kingdom here, you have dropped the Lord of the universe also. What is the size of your tyag? I drop nothing. Your tyag is so great, you can drop Bhagwan also. So that is what we do actually. We are great, great tyagis. In our pursuit of the sansar, we drop also Bhagwan, who is infinite. Who is the size of our tyag? Infinite. Our tyag, because we drop the infinite. So like that, that type of Ram we should not drop. Huh? Okay. All right. I spoke about all the other things yesterday already. Let me make one appeal to all of you who are sitting here. Please. This is very, very close to my heart, and this was very close to the heart of Gurudev. Because these are rishis, they are seers. Seers mean who can see the future of people and society and countries and all that. They are seers. That didn't mean a rishi. So he's a modern rishi who was a seer. And they know exactly what things are required in society and what direction the society is going in and how we have to pull back that society, where we have to pull from and all. They know very well. So Gurudev laid extreme stress on Balvihar classes and really empowering the next generation with the values that are enshrined in our shastras. Eh? And if all of you who are here, you don't make an effort to assist in this type of noble work, you also will forsake your duty. Because as sane individuals of a society, you're the ones who are charged with making sure like that children come to Balvihar. You should be convincing all your relatives and neighbors and family and all who you know, associates, and please send your children to Balvihar. You know, if even from an ordinary standpoint, when we don't take care of our community, someday that community will turn on us. Huh? All the kind of things that you are hearing in this country. Every day some school, there's some different incident of this and that, bad things going on in schools and all. It's because the country has not learned to take care of their children. So you have access to Indian families and Hindu families because that's where you associate, that's where you socialize, that's where you go to parties, that's where you go to, you know, get together, birthday parties and all. That time you can talk to, please encourage every young parent to send their children to Balvihar. They will be given the right values there. And that is the contribution we can make to take care of the society. You may not be able to reach out to all the children in the society, but please don't think, no, Indian children are very good. They will not do anything bad. Don't ever believe that. Eh? They are living in a society where they are less than 1% of the population, and they will be swept away by the evil of the society. Don't think that Indian children will not do anything bad. In the last year, how many Indian people were held for big, big scandals on Wall Street and all over, in jail right now? So if we put the right values in our children, and all the different communities do that, everything will be right. But we can take care of ours, isn't it? You may not have, your hand may not reach into the other community, but your hand will surely be able to reach in your own community. So encourage all your people you know to send their children to Bal Vihara. I hear so many proud parents talking about how their children became a real man or real woman because they went to Bal Vihara. I hear it all the time. Okay. I wanted to make that appeal to you. The children, the next generation and children are very, very dear to my heart. That's why we are running so many schools in Trinidad also. Now, the Ghar Ghar Mein Geeta, I told you about it yesterday. That in every house, Raghuji and Geeta Ji, they will be going around to chant Bhagavad Gita, to speak a little bit about Bhagavad Gita, to introduce Geeta to you, and all that. They will also give you one of these most wonderful little lamps. This used to be Gurudev's initial when he's signing his name in the middle here. So he made it in such a way it looked like an om also. And it's a nice little deer. You put some oil and wick to light. So you will get one of these when they come to your house for that Geeta Parayan and Geeta introduction. Then you will get a nice hardcover Geeta with English and Sanskrit also. And your some contribution can be made so that we can also contribute to the 100-year celebration of Gurudev, which comes up next year. All right. This is the most wonderfully published Geeta. I've been waiting for years for this thing to be published. Finally, it is here with hardcover and all. So you'll get one of these as well. Huh? Tell others. Tell your friends so they can also have Geeta at their house, Bhagavad Geeta. And contribution you can also make of $108, suggested minimum contribution. We do this sort of thing in Trinidad also, so that you can contribute to the work that is going on. And then I already spoke about the Bal Vihar. You should see to it that the Bal Vihar numbers go up here. That then you will know I'm really taking care of my community. You have to pitch in and take care of your community. All right. Those two work I leave in your hands. And the Bal Vihar one more important to me. Very important. Okay, now we'll have anybody from Atlanta, Raghuji will speak, then we will conclude.
Hari Om. All the good things like this come to an end. When something bad comes to an end, you'll be so happy. But something like this, we can go on forever, but Swamiji has to go back to Trinidad. So I always keep telling, it'll be nice if Swamiji comes and stays with us in Atlanta. But all this kind of good yagnas, good activities can be successful only when devotees like you come participate and take an active interest and benefit from it. So I thank you all for coming for the last 1 week and enjoying this wonderful program of Sundarkand by Swami Prakashanandaji. I thank all the volunteers, the parents who helped yesterday in the food fair. Became extremely successful and everybody enjoyed. But without the hard work of the volunteers, this kind of program cannot be run. And extremely thankful for all of you. Though Swamiji